Stock, this is dictating on Richard Hill. H-I-L-L, Hill, Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Date of birth is 1-11-47. Date of visit is 7-29-25. Please make a copy for Samuel Dunlop. D-U-N-L-O-P, Samuel. Next paragraph. Dear Sam, thank you for sending Richard Hill for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 78-year-old male who has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity. Has a past history of interstitial lung disease. And has had CAT scans and was followed by a pulmonologist. Period. The patient's last chest CT done on on 5/27/25. Showed no pulmonary emboli, but had diffuse patchy pulmonary infiltrates, suggestive of pulmonary edema and also enlarged mediastinal lymph nodes, largest being 1.5 centimeters in the right paratracheal space, and one node measuring 1.3 centimeters in the right hilar area. The the patient has also had a pulmonary function done 6 months ago, but we do not have the results yet. The patient has an occasional cough with little sputum production, denies fevers, chills, night sweats. And no weight loss. Next, past history. Oh, can you also mention the patient does use O2 at nights at 2 liters. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of interstitial lung disease and history for major depression. He has had prostatic hypertrophy, peripheral vascular disease, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, and chronic kidney disease stage 3A. Also has osteoarthritis and hyperparathyroidism. And atrial fibrillation, period. The surgery also includes cholecystectomy. Next paragraph, habits. Patient worked for 3 years, less than a pack per day, and quit 50 years ago. Next, I'm sorry, no alcohol use. Next, family history, mother died of heart disease, and father. And I'm sorry, mother also had COPD. Next paragraph. System review, patient denies fatigue or weight loss. No, he does have cataracts, no glaucoma. He has urinary frequency, no flank pains, no hay fever. He has shortness of breath, no wheezing, denies abdominal pains, reflux, or diarrhea. He has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, no palpitations, no anxiety. Next paragraph. I'm sorry, he also has some joint pains and no headaches, seizures, memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. Oh, can you mention allergies to penicillin? Next, physical exam. This is a moderately overweight elderly. White male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 138 over 80. Pulse is 96. Respiration is 20. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 210. Saturation 95. H.E.N.D. norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Diminished breath sounds of the periphery with fine crackles at both lung bases. Or the absence of irregular sonorous to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of one plus the nervous motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, best number one. Interstitial lung disease. Number two is history of hypertension. Number three, hypothyroidism. Number four is atrial fibrillation. And number five is possible obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. He also has been advised to use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. He is on 10 milligrams of prednisone and was advised to wean off the prednisone. And a copy of his previous labs will be requested. And a follow-up visit period in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Samuel Dunlop, APRN. Okay, start this.